Kate Roffey is the president of Melbourne. Kate, great to have you with us on AFL Nation.
Great to be here. What a place to be. And look what we're looking at, the beautiful MCG getting ready for a huge Friday night game.
Big occasion in store, isn't it?
Absolutely. And Eddie Langdon's put the flame to the fire there. Good on you, Eddie. So,
What did you think as a president?
I thought it was great. I sent him a message saying you better stand up out there now, boys, and do the job for the night. But, you know, good on him. I mean, he's put the comment out there. I'm not sure my media people will agree with me. But, yeah, I loved it. And Eddie's such a great guy. So, yeah, it'll get the Collingwood crowd fired up, no doubt about that.
Do you know if the coach has said anything to him?
No, I don't, actually. Other than go out and play well, I'm pretty sure Goody won't worry too much about it. But it certainly will put a bit of fire out there in the crowd, and the Melbourne supporters will turn out in droves tonight,
I think. Your home game, so maybe a few
absolutely, extra absolutely. Yeah, there's no love lost between Collingwood-Melbourne, as most people know. So it should be a ripping game.
Fantastic, too. Can I ask you, is it normal for one of your senior coaches to take somebody aside outside of club hours and have a powwow with them about life in an outside setting when they should be on their own time?
Look, if it's Choco, yes. But no, look, they're all really close off the field. I chatter away to them, bump into them at times. And, you know, it's a thing. We sort of live in a microcosm when you're in the AFL world, so it's not unusual that they gather outside and, you know, I'll chat away. I'll have coffee with them occasionally and just have a chat about not necessarily football stuff. And that's, I don't know what Choco might have been talking about, but they have lives outside of football and we have lives outside of football.
Okay. Come on, I loved Alan Jeans. I couldn't think of anything worse than having coffee with him. Just, you're out of the club, you've got to get away from everything football. Why would he go?
And that's something I talk a lot about our men and women players, is what do you do outside of footy and make sure that you have something, because it really, as you know, you're doing for playing, you really do need some downtime outside of the football bubble. And, you know, I won't say, you know, they'll often be out and about down having a coffee.
Coach and player.
Yeah, look, all players, coaches, the coaching group, the admin, you'll see them down there at times. We're a close club, Derm.
Yeah. Well, you've won a premiership, of course you
exactly.
are.
Exactly, closer now.
Kate, Max went public last week, thinks that Luke's going to stay. Mm. Where do you see that?
Yeah, look, we don't ask Luke about it. We just want him to get on playing. But I think, you know, knowing Luke, he's a young guy. He loves his club. He loves his family. And unfortunately, they're on opposite sides of the country. Yeah. So it's a really, you know, Gus, had a chat to Gus after he'd made his decision to sign up long term with us. And Gus is older. He's a very, very considered person. And he found it really difficult to not make the decision, but to go through the process of making sure you tick all your boxes. And, you know, Luke's a young guy. We love him here. His family love him. And we're not putting any pressure at all on him at this point in time.
Have you spoken to him personally about
it? Yeah, I chat away to him. I saw his mum over in Perth. His older brother were over there. We didn't talk about this. We just talk about what's going on. Like I said, they have lives outside of football. And, you know, I treat our players as people first, players second. And, you know, what's good for them, you know, wherever our players end up in, you know, next year, 10 years, 20 years, they've still got my mobile number and they're always free to call it any time they need anything.
I think I know the answer, but I'll ask anyway. Mm-hmm. I have to ask. Are you capable of matching the offer?
Yeah, look, I'll leave that to the list managers. But well, I would, you know, he's a player that plays for the Melbourne Football Club. So at the moment, until such time as there's something formal that says he's not, he's in our list. And yes, we can keep and fit everyone in our list at the moment. That's why we have such a good list management.
But can you match?
I actually don't know if someone can tell me what the offer actually is, other than
speculating.
I've got a
sneaky suspicion you do know.
That's right. Can someone tell me what is Buddy going to Brisbane or not? Because yes. The only people who seem to know are the media people. But no, look, he's a player for us, and you know we're hoping that he's a player for us next year.
Never mind the money. They would want to do well to satisfy you, Fremantle, if they are going to take him, wouldn't they, Kate?
Yeah. Look, that's a trade is fascinating. We haven't even reached the finals yet, so we don't usually get into trade until we've got a bit of breathing space. But outside of finals, it is the most talked about thing in football, the trade period, and how you go through these trades. And I know our trade is such an extraordinary, the period is so extraordinary, but I know our list managers spend hours and hours and hours of time working on how these things are done. And I don't really understand the ins and outs of it when you go, there's a six-way trade for X, Y, Z, but they're all things that they'll be working on, and, you know, who knows what's going to happen. Let's just make sure we win tonight for a start and hopefully make that grand final.
It was reported during the week that the St Kilda board had discussions over Jordan Ngoi as to whether or not they would stump up the money for him. Do you have the same process?
We leave the list management to the list managers, but when it comes time to actually talk about our due diligence, which is things like salaries and, and long-term, then yes, it does come to the board, and we have that discussion from a risk management perspective to make sure that we're not doing something that 3 or 4 years down the track is going to have an impact that we don't want. So that's when we see it. I don't sit there with the coaches or the players and saying, I think we should pick that person. Or what, they'll do that, but we do our due diligence.
What about character then?
Absolutely. That's something I know our list managers and our coaches and our leadership group are very much involved
but
in.
But would you, as a board, would you get involved in that?
Not so much, because we don't know the players as well. I know our list managers. I spent some time with them in Perth, and they, if you ask any of our list managers about a young player who none of us have heard of, they'll be able to tell you, you know, give you the whole box and dice on where they've been, what they do, how they play. They really follow it closely. So we trust them. I do my job as president. They do their jobs as list managers.
Kate, there's a view that a premiership delivers all sorts of riches for football clubs. Has that been the experience for you? Because we're in different times with COVID. And has it had an impact on your membership? I saw Carlton were 5,000 shy of 100,000 a couple of weeks ago. Where's Melbourne at, and what's the ambition?
Yeah, so we've passed 65,000, which is our biggest membership ever. Our ambition, we've said it and we've said it publicly, is 75,000 as we go through our years. One of the interesting things is, yes, a premiership, it has a huge impact. One of the other things that's had a big impact is the characters that we've got. So young kids for a few years now have supported Melbourne before we won a premiership because they follow Maxie or they follow Track or they follow Clary. And these, we've just got such a... Eddie now will have a big following, I'm sure. we've just got a period of time where we've got these real characters in the game. And I think a lot of people coming into AFL, and particularly young kids, a friend of mine, they're neither of them are Melbourne supporters, but for whatever reason, their three-year-old daughter... picked Melbourne long before we won the premiership, and that was she tells me now that she understands, she's old enough to understand why, is because Christian Petrarca is her favourite. So I think all of those things, success does breed success, but characters in the game as well are really important. Yep.
And Jim Steins is in everybody's thoughts tonight, Kate.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a reach out for reach tonight, so we encourage everyone that's here at the ground or that's out there listening tonight to donate to the Reach Foundation. It's Jim's foundation, and Maxie Gorn obviously very involved with it now, but I think they've got around 30,000 young people that they're helping around the country at the moment, and it's an extraordinary legacy that Jim has left and carried on, and we really hope that we can raise a lot of money tonight for youth out there and help them promote their futures, which is something that Jim was so passionate about.
Kate, it's good to see you. You've got commitments, so we'll leave you be.
Fantastic. Thank you very much.